Is church membership important? Church membership is mandatory, and that comes very clearly through in the New Testament. When you have the church founded on the day of Pentecost, there were 3,000 people, it says, who believed and were baptized. They knew how many there were because they had an accurate count of those people. As you follow in the book of Acts, it says that there were added to the church so many people and so many people and so many people, and the number keeps rising. That's because they were keeping records. Also, the New Testament speaks of the fact that when people moved from one place to another, there were letters of recommendation. That is to say, one local congregation would write a letter that a person could take to another congregation, because the assumption would be that that church would then take over the oversight and the shepherding of the individual who relocated. There's no such thing in the New Testament as free-floating people who just, you know, sort of flitted around from one place to the other, as people in the contemporary Christian environment do. You know, they read the church page like they read the movie page and decide who they want to go see and hear. I saw an ad for a new church here in Los Angeles the other day, just starting this new church. It advertised a new church in Beverly Hills, which is a, you know, obviously a real upscale area. And it said, the first Sunday starring so-and-so, the second Sunday featuring so-and-so, the third Sunday starring so-and-so, the fourth Sunday, you know, attracting people on the basis of some performance going on. That's not shepherding. That's not submitting. Hebrews says, submit to those who are over you in the Lord. They watch for your souls as those who have to give an account. How can you give an account for watching over the souls of people that aren't associated officially with your ministry? You know, how are you going to highly esteem them, as Paul told the Thessalonians? Highly esteem those who are over you in the Lord if you don't even know who they are or if you're not submitting to them. Clearly, the New Testament expresses the obvious reality that every Christian is under the shepherding of elders in a local church.